This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. 3 days after the deadly train bombings in Madrid that killed 200 people, Spanish voters repudiated the conservative government of José María Aznar. They swept the socialists back into power after 8 years in opposition. In an unexpectedly large turnout, Spanish voters expressed their anger at the conservative government's close alliance with the United States and its support for the war in Iraq. NPR Silvia Poggioli reports from Madrid.
At the end of a tense election day, overshadowed by grief for the synchronized bombing attacks, many thousands of socialist supporters gathered outside party headquarters to cheer their new prime minister. Appearing on a large screen, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, a 43-year-old lawyer who has never held a cabinet post, called for restrained euphoria. He said, "I'm going to create a government of change that will operate through dialogue, responsibility, and transparency. It will be a government working for inclusion, happiness, and peace." Thursday's attacks turned this election on its head. One day earlier, polls had indicated a 3 to 5 point lead for the ruling Popular Party. But the perception that the Aznar government had tried to exploit the attacks for political gain by blaming the Basque terrorist group ETA led to a backlash. On the eve of the vote, amid a groundswell of anger and demands for correct information, the government revealed the arrests of 3 Moroccans and 2 Indians and the discovery of a videotape in which a purported Al-Qaeda member claimed the terror group's responsibility for the attacks. Analysts say the results indicate many voters believe the attacks were punishment for Spain's support of the American-led war in Iraq, a war a large majority of Spaniards still oppose. Today, Zapatero promised to withdraw Spain's 1,300 troops from Iraq by June 30th, and he vowed he would shift Spanish foreign policy back to the country's traditional European allies. One of the most daunting challenges for the new government will be to overcome the new climate of fear and tension. The bombings have heightened Spaniards' suspicions toward their Muslim immigrants. That mood was palpable yesterday in Lavapiés, an immigrant neighborhood in Madrid where the 3 Moroccan suspects were arrested Saturday. As Egyptian-born Shaban Mahdi Abdelghani, a resident of Spain for 23 years, leaves the polling station, journalists want to interview him, and a crowd soon gathers. He says he's sure that ETA is responsible and that Al-Qaeda is not operational in Spain, a statement that enrages most of the crowd. A woman says, "What are you saying? We dreamed these bombings?" Later, the woman Pilar Yelenas, a postal worker, expresses the dilemma Spaniards feel toward what may be the first major Islamic terrorist attack in Europe. She wants a tougher immigration policy. She says Muslims don't want to integrate in Spanish society. And yet she says she understands injustice and inequality may be root causes of terrorism. English teacher Laura Ganzedo expresses the confusion many Spaniards feel about what to do to combat this new phenomenon of Islamic terrorism. She rejects the U.S. model of less civil liberties for tougher security. We ask if she thinks European governments should work more closely together.
Probably, but on a basis of clear information and not manipulating us, not trying to make us believe that the enemies are between us, and not creating panic like happened in November after September the 11th. I think having the population scared is not the right thing to do.
Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Madrid.